Hi, and welcome back to the Ron Remo podcast. Now today, we're going to be talking about three prolific men who have been caught up in some controversy. First, let me start off by saying, wow. Whew, okay. In the last two weeks or so, it has been one turn after another. Things have just been happening so quickly. I swear to God, I almost thought I was going to get whiplash from all this shit. Oh my God. It has been a wild ride for sure, my dudes. And I'm not even sure if YouTube is going to calm down. Or at least my side of YouTube, where this shit is always happening. So let's just get right into it. And our first controversy today is brought to you by a gaming YouTuber by the name of ProJared. Now, if you don't know who ProJared is, he is a gaming YouTuber. He does mostly comedic gaming reviews, let's plays, and streams. He also has collaborated with other gaming YouTubers such as Game Grumps, JonTron, Commander Holly, and so on. He likes to cosplay. He's a prolific name in the geek culture and YouTube community. He's from an old school side of YouTube. But anyways, on May 8th, he announced on his Twitter that he and his wife were filing for divorce, and everyone seemed so sad. He basically said that the decision was made after many sessions of individual and couple therapy. They have decided it was best for both. That is, until Heidi also went on Twitter, basically calling his ass out. She tweeted out saying, "I recently learned that my husband has been fucking at Holly Conrad behind my back for months. I have no idea what announcement he just made because he blocked me." Holly Conrad is another YouTuber and also was the wife of Game Grumps member and animator Ross O'Donovan. Now, I recently learned yesterday, that Commander Holly and Ross O'Donovan, a.k.a. Rubber Ross, filed for divorce last year, which is just shocking to me because I love both of them so much. And it's just crazy that they would ever get divorced. But we'll get back to that in a second. ProJared and Heidi got into it. They got into a girl. But yeah, let's see. Now you guys have a basic understanding of what's happening, so it can't get worse, right? Well, if you said no, then you have a basic understanding of how YouTube drama works. Congrats. It was then revealed that ProJared had been soliciting nudes to underage fans, and some fans have come forth on platforms like Reddit and Twitter saying that he had sent them unwanted photos via Snapchat or Tumblr. Heidi also commented on that situation, saying it all started as a joke, but then became more and more uncomfortable when he got his own Snapchat. It's really weird, because the only thing I could think of is like, girl, why'd you even let him do this? That's weird. But, I mean, that's just my opinion, okay? It was also supposed to be like a body positive thing, but if he was signing up for a secret Snapchat, it's not body positive anymore. It's weird. And a fan came forward to Heidi and told her about it, but she felt the pressure to let it go. The whole situation just sucks. Everything about this situation just sucks. But here's my opinion about it. I feel really bad for what Heidi is going through. I don't know her personally, nor do I know her as a fan, but a husband shouldn't even be trying this type of shit with his wife. And as for Holly, there have been speculations that the reason that her and Ross filed for divorce is because of the cheating allegations. I'm not going to lean either way with the cheating actually happened between Jerry and Holly, only because I don't have enough evidence to make a decision. But I can say for a fact that Jared is nasty as fuck for sending dick pics to his fans. And if you're wondering, yes, I have seen the photos. Well, let's not get into that. Okay. Now, the next story we're talking about is James Charles as well. You may be asking, Richard, James is always finding himself in some sort of controversy, so why should we care about him now? And the answer is, you don't have to care, but you can still listen, right? I mean, it's not important, but it's just fun to listen. So yes, James has been in plenty of drama, but this one takes the whole fucking cake, yo. Just a side note, I'm merely skimming over the dramas that led up to James Charles' image on the internet being destroyed. So, if you'd like to hear about the full story and if you would like to do more research on it, I encourage you to. If you don't care, I encourage you not to give a shit anymore. It's just interesting how the downfall of a YouTuber. It's always very fascinating. All right. It all started when James promoted a brand of melanin gummies. You know, the ones that always pop up on Instagram, you know, like with Snooki and shit, or Khloe Kardashian and shit. He promoted these gummies on his story because Sugar Bear gummies offered James security. Sugar Bear is a competitor of James's best, well, friend and YouTube personality slash makeup guru, Tati, who sells a line of hair pills and melanin pills called Halo Beauty. Here's the interesting thing, right? Usually makeup gurus on YouTube just can't stay out of trouble, but Tati is very different. She does a great job with just creating good content, and that's it. So this drama involves her, but it's not her drama. You kind of get it? She did not bring the drama upon herself. She just was roped into it. All right, back to the story. So James made this ad on his story. Tati saw it and responded with a short Instagram story about it, saying how hurt she was that someone could do this. Later on, James posted an apology to Tati, saying that he did not mean to hurt her feelings with this promotion, and it said that the ad was not sponsored, but it was more of a shout out to it. People really started, they just laughed. They laughed at James Charles because how dare he think that he could fucking pull this shit on us? If you look back at the shout out, you'll see that at the top left corner of the video, there's a small ad, hashtag ad, which you have to put up if you're making an ad. Like, he really thought he could pull the wool over everyone's eyes. So, that's strike one. Strike two is when James Charles attended Coachella and fans spotted him with a mysterious stranger there. The couple was seen in several Snapchat stories. The jig was up for Sister James. For Sister James! Hi, sisters! Just fucking cracks me the fuck up every time. A while later, a fan asked who the guy was, to which James replied that he was single and the guy was a con artist. I don't think James expected the guy to respond, but oh shit. Oh my god, you guys. Did he respond? And wow. Okay. What he let us know is interesting. Gage, the guy James was spotted with, stated that James likes to chase after straight men, and Gage is at a point in his life where he was questioning his sexuality, which James took advantage of. And James offered to take Gage to Coachella, but he declined the offer, leading James to block him on all social media. Gage then said he wanted to go to Coachella, so he told James he was interested and they went, right? The basic story is James wanted to fuck Gage and Gage said no. Gage was stupid though, because he used James to go to Coachella, which I thought was an extremely poor taste. You can't just fucking use someone for that kind of shit without getting any, like, consequences. There are gonna be consequences for doing shit like that, but whatever. What an idiot he was. That was strike two, right? The final strike came in the form of a Tati video. Where? Like she does in her videos, told the truth about the situation. In the video, she talks about how hurt she is with James, someone she truly did think of as family and helped and, you know, nurtured and gave tips to, someone she truly did think of as family. And she continues on until she gets to the part of James over-sexualizing everything. It was revealed that James talks like that no matter what, even with his parents. She said that James believes that every man is a bit gay. She also began to talk about how James cares more about his image and has, quote-unquote, status than Tati herself. It seems that his attempts to apologize felt like a way to do damage control, which James is really good at, by the way. He has a fantastic way of handling situations in a calm manner, but I don't think he could salvage this situation after everything that Tati verified with everyone. That, you know, he fucking cares more about his image and how he would chase straight guys and manipulate their fucking, their, how do I put it? He would manipulate their, the straight men into questioning whether they truly are straight or not, which is never okay. But he felt he could do this because he thought as a celebrity he can do whatever he wants without any consequences. Which Tati also verified when she said that James said it doesn't matter whether a guy's straight or not. He's a celebrity. He can do what he wants. It was the end. The end. Hashtag the fucking end. For James Charles' career. My opinion on James Charles is he needs to tone it down a lot. Because if he doesn't, he's going to lose everyone's respect. I don't have any issues with James Charles. Like, why would I? I do think, however, that James comes around as an entitled and pampered prick. I think he believes he can do anything with no consequences, but hey, I'm not his father. Let him destroy his career. Oh, and on a quick side note before I end this segment of the episode, I would just like everyone to know that so far, he's lost 2 million subscribers in 2 days, and he's become the fastest YouTuber to lose subscribers in 24 hours. So, there's that. Alright. The last story is about Erica, a YouTuber and the official Nintendo Hype Man, as he's lovingly called by his fans. On April 29th, Erica streamed for 45 minutes as police gathered around his Brooklyn apartment, and in the video, he's yelling at the officers to leave him be. All he wants to do is be left alone with his porn. Mind you, he is yelling outside his Brooklyn apartment in broad daylight to leave him alone. To leave him and his porn alone. Screaming this. During all of this, the police didn't threaten him or anything. In fact, the police actually knocked on his door and said, "This is the police. We're here to make sure that you're okay. Is everything okay?" I think it was just them checking in on him, making sure that he wasn't going to do anything harmful to himself. As the stream goes on, Erica starts talking to the police from the door, saying that he dares them to try to break the door down and to leave, or he will sue the officers. This went on for a while until the police broke his door down. And all you can hear Erica saying is, "I'm scared, I'm scared, I'm scared, I'm scared." The police did enter the apartment with shields and protective gear, just to be sure Erica wouldn't try anything dangerous, since it was a check on, they went to just check on him to see if he was okay, and that he made sure that they did not use brute force, but instead asked him to put on his shoes and come outside, where he was escorted out on a stretcher into an ambulance. Now, the reasoning behind all of this. The reason the police were there is because Erica began posting cryptic messages that insisted he was going to harm himself, and that led to a fan calling in worried about him and thus the police in front of his apartment. All I want to say about this story is that I hope Erica's okay, It was truly terrifying watching that, the recording of the stream on YouTube. It was just scary seeing him like that because I had never seen Etika act that way. It was truly frightening to see him like that. He acted as if someone was trying to get to him, and it was just like a manic episode, I guess. He was just having a meltdown, and all I hope is that he's okay, and that if he did have a manic episode or a meltdown or whatever it is, I don't know. Like I said, I'm not a doctor. I can't say anything about it. Anything I say is taken with a grain of salt. So I don't know what happened. I just hope that he's okay now, that he comes back harder than ever, because, we need someone like that for the Nintendo Directs. He's such a great hype man. I remember watching him when Smash 4 came out and Bayonetta had just been released for Smash 4. And ever since then, I do enjoy watching Etika. He's just a really cool hype man. I love him. So, Etika, if you're listening to this, I hope you're okay, man. And I hope to see you back on the internet once again. Okay, and I think that wraps it up for the episode. It's been a wild 2 weeks, and it's not even over. YouTube will forever be the eternal bonfire that keeps exploding and burning forever, forever. It's just wild what people get themselves into. Pro Jared, James Charles, just all this that's been happening. And I was hoping that we would leave this behind in 2018, but apparently not. Anyways, I think that's going to be happening. And remember, you can always find my podcast on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, on Google Play, anywhere where podcasts are being broadcast, that's where you'll find me. But until then, I will catch you guys later, okay? Have a good day, guys.